Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. She is also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Happy New Year in advance, Dr. Werpman.
Happy New Year to you, too. And I did like what you said, Marshall. It did make sense. I just, if you allow me... A brief digression. I had a friend. In fact, I wrote about her in the book Before her voice was stilled, who died of ALS. And you know, she, from the time she was diagnosed, she became consistently worse until she died. It's about a 3.5-year, 4-year period. And I remember once at the beginning of the new year, I sort of tentatively said, you know, Susan, I'm not even sure how to wish you a happy New Year, because I don't know what is going to happen this year. And we both knew that she probably would not have made it to the end. And she said to me, Judy, just wish me a happy day. Yeah. Every day should be a good day, and let it go with that. And you get through that day, and you go on to the next day.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's the way we ought to look at it. That, you know, a year is a very, very long time, and even without COVID, things happen which are good, and a lot of things happen which are bad. But I think if we look at the end of each day and say, okay, what was good about today and what might be good about the next day, just the next day, maybe it's easier to get through it. Anyway, so that's the advice from my dear friend.
I think that's good. And the only thing I'm going to add to your advice, to Marshall's advice, and to the advice from the good friend is, you know, negativity is such a powerful tool. And one becomes accustomed to that because you get much more traction with negativity than positivity. It's the old bad news sells. So it's important to have the tools to turn that on its head individually. And
you're right. That's, you're right. And it takes work to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's not an automatic. It's like... Okay, now I'm going to do 62 push-ups. Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to start somewhere. It's really one of those practice, practice, practice. And it's a different, no pun intended, practice for everybody because we're different.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and by the way, that sort of leads into what I was sent to you this week. And I come across an article showing that people who are considerably overweight tend to have something called insulin resistance. It seems like the segue, it doesn't make too much sense, but it really is relevant. And when you have, this just happens that you maybe have to lose in excess of 20 pounds, and many people do, and your body is unable to respond to the insulin that is being made by your pancreas by pushing glucose into the cells where it's used for energy and also pushing amino acids into the cells. And one of the effects of this, and this has been written about very recently, is that people become depressed. There may be a reason for it. In fact, Tom can go into it, but people become depressed. So here you are, considerably overweight and depressed because of this thing called insulin resistance. And the only way to deal with this is to lose weight. And if you lose weight, you find that your insulin is working fine again, and you probably lose your depression. But it's a catch-22. You're hungry because the effect of this insulin resistance probably is to diminish serotonin, and you're depressed. So how do you go about losing weight? And part of the answer is really to sort of, again, take it one day at a time, do what you can, use exercise. And Marshall is just a prime example of how best to do this. And say, okay, it's going to be hard, but I'm not going to look at the long-term goals. I'm simply going to look at what's going to happen today and then go on to tomorrow and the next day. And recognize that it's just not going to be easy at first. And the ironic thing is, as soon as you start losing weight and you lose the insulin resistance, you actually find it easier to continue to lose weight because you no longer are depressed. And again, you feel full after you eat. But you just have to not take the long-term goal, but just look at the short-term goal. And if you say to yourself at the end of the day, I got through the day, I ate as I should be, I exercised as much as I could, I have done what I planned to do, that is enough of a goal. That is enough to make you feel happy. And you look at these long-term So you look at these weight loss programs that are now being advertised because, you know, it's the beginning of the first of the year, and that's when people are supposed to go on a diet, which is, of course, a terrible time to go on a diet in any event. But you say, oh, lose 18 pounds in 18 days, or try this and you'll never be hungry. Well, that's a lot of hooey, because when people are very much overweight, of course they're going to be hungry if they eat much less. And, of course, it's going to be hard for them to exercise because they have so much weight to carry around that puts pressure and on their hips and their knees and their ankles. And may even be painful. And I think that, again, what we have to do is say, I'll just get through this day, and I'll go on to the next day, and if I fail today, it doesn't mean that I will fail tomorrow, and simply go through the year day by day by day. And if you're really consistent in doing this and responsible and a little bit optimistic, you will, like you, Marshall, end the year saying, I'm 63 pounds lighter than I was, and I will continue to be able to lose weight, because the thinner I am, the easier it is to continue to do this.
Well, and it does. It does. It shows big difference in my knees and stuff like that. But I went into a serious depression because one of my dogs, LJ, died, and I just ate, and I just gained a lot of weight, and finally the pandemic gave me a reason to say, you know what, we're not going out, we're not eating, we're doing things like that. I can control how much I eat and when I eat. And
it has made a part of it may have been that you had, you know, you were heavy before you started this diet. Heavy enough said you actually may have had this thing called insulin resistance, which simply means that when you had a blood glucose test taken, your glucose was higher, not pre-diabetic yet, but higher than it probably should have been. So, look, my dog died also at the beginning of this fall, and I know how you feel. But the thing is that part of your depression really may have been caused by your weight. It's our catch-22, and then you ate more. And you gain more weight. And thank God you were able to turn it around. And I'm sure you are still very much missing your dog, but I'm sure your depression probably has somewhat resolved itself.
Oh, it has. It has. Everything. I feel much more up and optimistic about everything. And the great thing about it is the weight continues to come off. Sometimes it's 2 pounds a week. Sometimes it's a pound a week. But it continues to go down, and it's just a good feeling. So yeah,
that's
you're
right.
Absolutely right.
I think people don't. But when people, diet counselors or people who promote these programs, you know, say, "Oh, go ahead and lose weight," what they don't realize is if you only have 10 pounds or 20 pounds to lose, it's really not that hard. Because first of all, you're still able to exercise. You don't have a lot of weight to carry around. Second of all, you don't have insulin resistance, and you don't have this depression. And third of all, when you eat, you probably feel full, even if you're eating small portions, because your stomach is not accustomed to getting large amounts of food continuously. But once you go over that, once you have to, you know, lose 50, 60 or more pounds, it becomes harder and harder. And nobody seems to recognize this, that these people need help because they are depressed. And there is something usually in your life to be depressed about, but the insulin resistance really does cause depression. It's almost universal. And I think, you know, if somebody had said that to you, Marshall, you know, your dog died and this is really awful, but you may have responded more so than you might have otherwise because you were already heavy. I mean, nobody ever said that to you, right?
Nope.
And you had to find your way out of that box, and you did it extremely successfully. But I think that's what these weight loss programs, when they're advertised, are really false, because they do not tell you the entire picture and that it is hard to do this. And you really have to just try it. And as you say, every day you eat healthily, every day you try to exercise a little more than the day before, and then eventually as the weight comes off, wow, suddenly it's like a whole new world has opened up for you in terms of your mood, in terms of your energy, in terms of your outlook on life. And you ought to be totally congratulated, Marshall. This year has been a success for you. And I'm sure next year will continue to be also in this domain. And the other thing is you should get a puppy.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
I'm sure that's coming. Thank you very much, okay, Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Thursday mornings right here on Robinhood Radio and on demand, robinhoodradio.com on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wertman.